So what would you normally scan with one of these, like metals?
Any sort of like semiconductor surface.
I think it needs to have some magnetic properties, otherwise the magnets on the tip.
Hi, my name's Nicola Frost. I'm the Science Communication Officer at the Museum of Science and Industry, and I coordinate the regular Meet the Scientist events, including today's Meet the Nanoscientist. Working in partnership with scientists from the local universities, it allows us to bring current science research right into the museum and allow the public to actually get in close contact with the scientists who are doing this research, which that's something we couldn't do as a museum without the input from the local researchers. And we run these events normally once or twice a month, covering a wide range of scientific and engineering topics. So today's nanoscientist, but we've done stuff on climate change, medicine, physiology, the whole spectrum of science, really. Well, seeing them run, it's always interesting to see that the public are interested. But I think what surprises me more is the scientists themselves, how they'll start off really, really nervous about speaking to the public and not sure, you know, how it's going to go, but how usually by the end of the day they've had a really fun, enjoyable day and that they feel they've got a lot out of it. So it's not just considering the audiences, it's the scientists themselves, I think, get a lot out of doing this type of event.